Good morning. Today is Wednesday, July the 6th, 191st day of the new year. Joining us this morning, Humboldt County Supervisor in the 4th, Virginia Bass. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Boy, are you focused. Okay. Or you're concerned.
Good morning. I didn't say good afternoon.
Well, good job. Glad you know what time it is. Our quote this morning comes from J.C.F. Schiller in 1784. The lamp of genius burns away quicker than the lamp of life. Isn't that cool? I like that.
Well, it's kind of depressing, though, in some ways.
Depends on what your age is, yeah.
As long as you take advantage of when that lamp is shining.
There you go. When you're in the spotlight. New fiscal year. Are you looking for...
money?
No.
Yes.
Application of new ideas this coming year with the existing funding that's going to make life better or services more efficiently delivered this year than what they were last year.
I think in some ways you can look at that. I know a couple weeks ago we had on our agenda moving forward with a person to help with the Wendy Brown Associates study on health and human services and how to better operate, you know, get more efficiencies there. And it's taken a while to get the Blue Ribbon Committee up and, you know, moving forward. And so we do have dollars that we've invested in someone on board to help make that department run more efficiently. So I think in that respect, there are some things. It's interesting, that one is not general fund money. That actually, you know, comes from a different, you know, as we know, there's different silos or, you know, I hate to say pots of money.
Well, they're earmarked, you know, for that. Yeah.
So, you know, but yeah, more efficient. We certainly hope so. Definitely taking advantage of new people who are on board and making sure everyone feels valued, but that we're all moving in the right direction and not taking too many steps backwards.
And agree on what the right direction is?
Yeah, to the best that we can. It's hard with a diverse county like we have. Not everybody agrees with you.
Well, I'm flashing to something that somebody else had commented about, one of the state districts, if you will, that everybody in our area protests, every project is protested. And I'm wondering, that's kind of the general attitude we have in this county, too. Everything has somebody who's going to be opposed to it and somebody who's going to be in favor of it. Do all of the counties, when you guys get together for the CSAC stuff, does everybody have battles almost on every turn about every issue, or is there more of a homogenous community and culture in some of these communities that are moving in the same direction?
I think we are a very diverse community. But, you know, when I hear from others, there are some counties that maybe all the board members are pretty much alike, same thought process. And even in those communities, there will be differences that they talk about that are kind of surprising. So I think there's always, you know, someone that's going to object to an idea. Now, does it coalesce into a real movement like I think we do see here? Probably not as rapidly, or, you know, we have a really unique set of circumstances. So I think it happens everywhere. We do seem to have a little bit more of it, though.
Kind of like a whole bunch of other things. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19. We'll be back with more from Virginia Bass. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back talking shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Virginia, the airport, and it is kind of an intriguing concept. I know you guys have been working on it. You've been banging on it for, 5 years?
Probably at least three, but yeah, could be five.
Additional air service, services in general, how it's being presented, what it looks like as a gateway into the community, all those lovely types of things. Now Crescent City is starting to get into the same mode, or Del Norte County with their airport. Are there lessons, are there synergies that the two airports have together as you go forward, because of both of us being as isolated as we are, both of us competing against whether it's Medford, Reading, or Santa Rosa, as well as the San Franciscos and the Portlands? Is there a connection, formal or informal?
You know, I suppose there could be. Some of the differences, I went to a conference in June in Denver, and it was interesting. I went to this one small airport meeting from, these people were across the United States, and we're considered a small non-hub, but we're still much bigger than, say, Del Norte. And Del Norte gets, you know, the EAS funding, which is the Essential Air Service funding, that people say, why can't we get? Well, you don't want to get it, because that's usually when you haven't had service for a while, and, you know, you're pretty much, there's no other options. So we're different in the respect that, you know, they're still, like, climbing back up again. They're having their runway improvement project happening now, which will lengthen their runway, which is something we already have. That's one of the reasons they weren't able to have the bigger jets going there, even if they could have made them.
Even if the marketplace was there, they still couldn't,
right,
legally.
And well, yeah, I think for FAA standards. And then also, they are closer to, you know, Medford would be considered more of a, it's still, I'd say, a small non-hub. It's amazing what gets considered small. I was in this room with people from across the country, and just the different stories, you know, you recognize how lucky you are. But you mentioned in the earlier segment about efficiencies and new ideas. One of the things I came back from that meeting was, how are some of the different ways you can have your governance of an airport managed? You know, Crescent City.
You mean like a special district?
Well,
versus
Crescent City, yeah, is part of it. There's a JPA, and theirs is pretty interesting. There's special districts. There are cities that own them, and then there's counties. But the thing I heard most frequently with the cities and the county folks who operate their air facilities is that it's really difficult going through public works, which is what we do, because they were saying it was like burying it in, you know, way down underneath everything else. So it doesn't, like, get, kind of get the light of day. It's kind of like an afterthought.
Because, and it was, public works typically has so many other
roads
areas
and so many other things, and then public works charges people, you know, they have to charge aviation and other, you know, departments back that they do work on, and it ends up being somewhat, I think, of I don't want to use the word hassle, but it was interesting, because these were people I was asking who I'd never met in my life. One offhand was from Santa Rosa, and another one was from Eugene. And I thought it was just really interesting. So that's one of the things that, you know, I really want to start taking a closer look at as far as efficiencies and how we do things.
It would seem like there would be opportunities there.
I think there are. It's just
hard
to change.
And to focus for both, yeah. You know, if you had a separate, call it a special district, I guess, from Public Works, well, that allows Public Works to focus on the areas that are normally under Public Works, engineering,
right,
type things,
yeah,
not
exactly.
Aviation.
Well, we have one architect for the entire county really has a hard time trying to do everything, you know, and it's like that in a lot of different ways. So it's interesting, and, you know, the unfortunate thing is it's been losing money. It needs to make money. It needs to make money no matter how the form of governance is that you know, it runs under. So, you know, that's even the bigger picture, is just making that long-term plan of, okay, here's where we are, here's where we want to be, how do we get there, and what's the best way to do it?
With the profile that our community has, do we ship out a fair amount or a proper amount or the normal range amount of commercial freight?
You know, I think there's different ways. I thought we shipped out a lot more, and I think we have a lot of opportunity. But there's some things that aren't as efficient going in a plane. I'm thinking of the flowers. For some reason, I can't remember, or they maybe get too cold. There's I thought there was a lot more, but I do believe there's potential, and I think also there's the EDA was willing to partner maybe with REDEC on some type of freight study. And I remember it being in a meeting, and I don't know if that was even an official, you know, idea that moved forward, but I think there's interest there.
You would think that it would be possible for not, you know, not like the bottles of beer, okay? You know, that's going to be a tough sled. But for some of the other options and opportunities that are out there, I would think, particularly with the value-added stuff, that there might be some of those.
If it's
convenient.
Well, and if it's convenient and on, you know, it would have to be, each business would have to say, well, this is what their needs are. I mean, we know that the blood bank needs to fly blood out all the time. You know, even if that, I mean, obviously, you're probably not going to have a plane full, but it, that'd be quite the interesting thing. But just having more of that available, I mean, you're talking about saving lives in that one, and it's like, wow, more opportunities.
Well, or some of the food products that might have short shelf lives, you know, and things of that nature.
Well, we send a lot of crab and stuff out of here. I'm not, to be quite frank. I mean, I'm trying to remember
short shelf life.
Those on, you know, well, and there's overseas markets that we send a lot of our seafood to.
So now
you've got me thinking.
Oh no!
Oh, not that.
Dangerous. A thinking politician. Well, we'll have to take a break and dummy that down. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:30. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Virginia Bass, Humboldt County Supervisor. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by REDEC. Virginia, the homeless experiment, I guess might be a good way to say it, has now had a couple months under its belt. Is it achieving the goals that that DHHS or that the county had hoped for when the city stepped up and law enforcement put their wrinkle in and Betty and her folks did their stuff? Is it doing what you had hoped?
Well, I think that has a lot of different pieces to it. By the way, you can call it experiment. I like the word pilot, which means you try something. If it's not working, then you stop. Or an experiment, but it's kind of like, I'd like to think I'd like to think we take what works, what we see that's working. And, you know, it's been, like I said, a coordination of efforts between Health and Human Services, the county, the city, definitely Chief Mills, and the GCOP group and the containers. And everyone has a different idea what they want to see. Some people don't want to see anybody left on the streets, and we know that's not realistic. Some people want to see nobody left camping, and we know that that's not really realistic. Actually, even when you and I were growing up in the woods, there were some people that were back there, so that's not totally going away, though. Hopefully,
it was us building tree forts.
Well,
give me a break.
I had some others, but it's definitely, you know, was a different character, I think, in that respect. But, you know, I'm looking at the results so far from Betty Chin's project, and what I think are notable and was, you know, need to hear more about are, you know, the people who are actually getting jobs, the people who have been able to be moved into apartments.
Or reunited with the
home. And reunited with family. Yeah. And, you know, there has been progress. And, you know, people might go, well, it's 20 people that have moved on. Well, you know, those are 20 people that now live in an apartment and actually have a job. And is it going to be hard for them? It's hard for everybody every day. Sometimes, you know, it's just hard. It's hard doing, how do I put it, you know, cleaning the house, having a job, taking care of things. But they're learning that it really feels good to actually do that in life. You know, you feel
20 off the street are 20 less impressions that you have driving around.
Right. The problem is,
to be self-focused.
As,
yeah.
But others will tell you, there's more people that are coming in. Now we're coming up on the season again, you know, not too long from now, when we know that we're going to have an influx of people that think they're going to get a job for certain purposes, and they don't, and it's going to look like there's people everywhere again. Yeah. And like I was telling you earlier, when I was in Denver, I was amazed, not in a good way, in some of the areas I walked in, and they have some really cool, you know, things set up on this like 16th Street Mall. But I saw more people with signs, and they weren't like asking you, but you could see, and there were some people that were selling like the magazine, or, you know, trying to actually do something to make it, I guess, make a living in that way. But, and just, I was...
It's not a panacea.
It was not. And, yeah. And I'll tell you, just some of the stuff I saw walking around was really eye-opening. So I'm thinking, you know, we've already got certain issues we're dealing with, and while we are just getting a little bit of a handle on the homeless issue, I think we're going to find that there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of bumps. And even if you found something that worked perfectly to clean out the entire, you know, marsh area, there's going to be things that happen. So,
well, I have heard from three or four different folks that San Francisco County is still continuing to send people here out of here. Yeah. You know, the one-way bus fare, you know, the stuff that we had heard had stopped decades ago is continuing to exist, which I think is, I would think grounds for a lawsuit. I mean, you know, that's not how you do things.
It's catching it when it happens. I mean, I've heard some great instances. I think Dan Johnson told me of one of where somewhere back east he ran into somebody and some police officer. He says, oh, Humboldt County. Oh, yeah, we send people there. And it's like, whoa, you know, but these are what you feel like every time you hear that, you need to have, you know, bring it back or immediately pounce on it. And
need urgency with it, certainly. So as you're looking at some of the different things that are out there, when Eureka put in their anti-panhandling or pro move it on, I don't know which way how to refer to it, it had demonstrable impact in the city of Eureka. I don't think anybody can question that. You're absolutely right.
Did I say that?
I know. There's a big asterisk after it. The ordinance that the county passed, even though it wasn't unanimous, was that parallel or similar to what Eureka had passed?
It's modeled after what Eureka and Fortuna had passed. So, had there been a lot of it?
Well, McKinleyville and Garberville, but I don't remember seeing a lot of the cardboard signs.
Willow Creek has a lot.
Willow Creek does, yes.
Especially during the time, there's upcoming times of the year.
Why won't you say harvest season?
I'm letting letting you use your
my memory. Oh, good. That's always healthy. Yeah, rely on my memory.
Okay. Yeah, well, especially during harvest season, there are a lot of travelers that come through. So I think Willow Creek, McKinleyville, has quite a bit of it apparently happening now. And I think, you know, as a county, it's, you know, there's seven cities, and we don't realize sometimes how much, like in McKinleyville's the size of a city, you know, and they have no, you know, we are the governing structure. They have their CSD, but, you know, we needed to look at the county as a whole, even if it doesn't exist in a lot of places, you know.
Well, I would think just a uniform presence or front would be something that would be a whole lot easier to work with than to have the different jurisdictional definitions, right. And nobody really knows what's going on.
Well, and, you know, quite quite frankly, we all know if someone's there and they're not being obtrusive and they're not following me for anything. I mean, someone follows me for to hand me a pamphlet. I don't want to. I mean, even if it's, let's just say it's not even, you know, this is like over soliciting. And I know that sounds.
It's a whole different category we've not had to talk about lately. But
yeah, but that is, I think that's actually in the name of the ordinance, because it's not necessarily just, it's not just panhandling. It is someone that's trying to hand you materials you don't want. It could be, you know, a politician handing you, you know, you don't have to take it, but the ones that just follow you or like, you know, dog you, you know, till you stop in this building here because there's this certain religious sect that you've never heard from before, but they're happening. You know, this is like, I had.
Boy, you're trying to dance around all kinds of stuff.
No, it's just,
you're being hassled by somebody.
Yeah.
And now you draw the line and say no.
Yes, there you go. So, like, if you are following me and trying to talk to me and I don't want to talk to you.
I'm trying to solicit you.
Oh, well.
Yeah, see how quickly we go off the rail and into the weeds. But it does give the law enforcement folks another tool. And I think that's the cool thing, is that we're starting to recognize that it's not a personal thing. It's a societal thing.
Yeah.
And we have to start, I guess, protecting society, which is really kind of sad, but we seem to be dealing with an awful lot of that around here.
Well, and like many things, once it kind of tapers off and nobody's paying attention, you know, this will be a cycle. It'll come back again.
Everything's to be cyclical.
No.
KINS, like this show, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:43. We'll be back with more from Virginia Bass. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:48. We're back talking shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Virginia, when you were in Denver and you were seeing the signs of legalization, you were seeing the signs of homeless, you were seeing the signs of government attempting to deal with situations that are societal. Was there a walkaway? Was there anything that you got that you said, we can take that? Or was it just an overall overwhelming... Yeah,
I think the takeaways were, well, one, I had to think to myself, was I walking in parts of, maybe I just happened to be in a place where there were more.
Was it close to your hotel?
Yeah, fairly.
Okay, so you weren't off in the scruffy area.
No.
Okay.
And but I do, you know, I see things that I didn't necessarily like. Some of the smells all over, and, you know, say smoking, which leads me to something, you know, locally, the cities all have smoking ordinances where, you know, you can't smoke in X, you know, in certain areas, parks and stuff. The county doesn't have that. So, you know, county's probably going to start looking at, you know, increasing so that people, you know, smoke of any kind is still smoke. Right, so walking down the street, you shouldn't have to be assaulted by smells of either one. What?
Oh, I'm just thinking when Oakland tried to pass, you can't smoke at the ballpark.
Well,
it was like open space, open air. Come on, at what point do you draw the line? Say.
Well, this is what we're going to be looking at is exactly what the city of Eureka and Fortuna and the other cities already have. It's a comprehensive program that, kind of ironically, is, you know, it's from the county, but the county has not adopted it yet, but the cities have. It's the city of Eureka. We did most of that back in the day. But I'm just saying, when you're saying, what would we do differently? I'm going, you know, just try to make it where people aren't infringed on. It was interesting. I saw folks walking around with different contraptions that were kind of unusual. I don't think you can make them. I don't know. It's going to take
the two beer can
some getting used
headgear. drinking.
Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, that has nothing to do with
only it was pot instead of beer. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me. It's been a wonderful win.
Cut through the fog here as much as we can. Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Until then, go out, make it a good day. Hug some of y'all. See you later.